We have, you know, Nick Barnett's doing very well with his rehab on his knee. Tara Bigby surgery went very well, and he's back in Miami rehabbing. Breno had the ankle sprain. He's probably 3 or 4 weeks away. Corey Hall had the knee sprain, but he should be fine in a couple weeks. Justin Harold, they're redoing the studies on his lower back, and we'll continue to evaluate that as we move forward. Kenny Petway is doing very well with his rehab on his knee. Mark Tauscher will probably have surgery in probably 10 to 14 days. Scott Wells will have postseason shoulder surgery. And Chad Clifton will have a couple surgeries. That's our medical report.
Ankle surgery, yes.
Well, every surgery is different. They're doing some prehab, you know, just to strengthen it before they go in. So I just talked to Dr. McKenzie before I came in here, and he's projected probably another 10 to 14 days.
What are they doing?
Just kind of clean out procedure.
Both of the
I think so. At least one.
Season over, how would you self-assess your job as a coach, season as a whole, and what are some things that you can improve on?
Well, 6-10. You know, my name's on the front door. It's not what we were looking for. It's not what we prepared for. I'm not satisfied, and I'll start from the top down. It's an evaluation time right now. I had the opportunity to meet with the players, and we'll look at every aspect of our program.
What time do you evaluate all the assistant coaches and make the decisions?
What time? Well, I'll start with the coordinators today, and then I'll get with the assistant coaches next week.
Are you a little doubt making any changes in the staff?
I'm really at the beginning of it. I mean, those are all the things that we'll look at. I mean, I'm looking at the offense and defense, and I'll look at every aspect.
Mike, is that always tough when obviously you work closely with guys throughout the year or whatever, and you've got to make the tough call, and when things go wrong, some guys, you know, may lose their jobs?
Well, I'll go back to the beginning of hiring a staff. You know, we focus very hard on hiring quality people, good teachers, and men that demand. So on a personal side of it, you know, I think we did an excellent job with the quality of people we have on our staff. So, I mean, that's definitely always tough if you go in that direction. Well, I don't look at it that way. I think it's important to, you know, evaluation isn't something that you just wait till the season's over and let's get together one time and talk about it, and then we'll talk again next year. I think you look at everything that has happened. We have 3 years together as a football team, both players and a number of players and coaches. So we'll look at all the different factors and we'll set our plan for, you know, evaluate and get ready to set our plan for next year.
Mike, what do you ask players about in exit? What sorts of topics?
Everything, frankly. When I look at people that are employed under my command, I think of availability, accountability, and no different with the players. We talk about their availability, their health history during the course of the season, as we move forward. You know, the individuals that have postseason health concerns. We talk about their performance level, the pros and cons of that. We have a public relations evaluation, if you could believe that. So, because you guys are so hard on them, we have to evaluate that part of it. We have strength and conditioning evaluation. So, we talk about every aspect of their time this past season, also all the areas that they touch or the people they're involved with.
If they have suggestions.
Oh, absolutely. It's a long process. I mean, Monday we did all the veterans, and Tuesday we did all the rookies, and you know, and everybody, the practice squad players and so forth. So we have 15 or 20 minutes slots. I don't even recall, but you know, some guys are 45 minutes, some guys are 5 minutes. It's an opportunity for them to ask me any question that they want. It's very open dialogue. You know, it's like a lot of people when you're in a particular structured environment. When you have a lot of people working towards one goal, there's opinions that you agree on, and there's opinions you disagree on. So there's plenty of that too. So there is some emotion involved in our season, and you look at all that. But I thought it was very healthy. I mean, very, very healthy. It always is. It's probably one of the clearly one of the most informative times of the year, because you take the time and let them speak. I know the players appreciate that. You know, they feel like they at least have an opportunity to be heard.
Were there any kind of themes in the virtual that? I mean, what did players think
happened wrong? Really, it's pretty consistent with a number of things that we talked about. You know, just the inability to win close games. You know, I'll just tell you this. When you sit down and you talk to, 60, 70 people in a two or three day period, and you hear 45 of them tell you, that they have an opinion pro or con on one of them, that probably has some validity to it. But then if you got, one guy that has this opinion, one guy has that opinion, so those are the types of things you look through. I'm still in the gathering information mode, and I'll continue to do so, and then I'll make my decisions accordingly.
Did you have 45 guys with an opinion that
would
say on anything?
I would say, on a record. And just the disappointment of it, everybody was disappointed, not satisfied. They're still very confident. They believe in the way we go about our business. So, I mean, the positives were clearly 50-1. So the structure, foundation, those types of things are definitely in place. You feel good about that. But, you have a lot of group opinions. I thought the rookies actually did a good job. When you talk about the youth of your football team, I think the maturity of some of the players today is interesting, and perspective as some of those guys shared.
Charles Woodson said after the game Sunday that this team needs to add more playmakers via free agency on defense. Do you agree with his assessment?
I think that's a convenient opinion. I've talked to Charles about and all the other veterans about a number of different things. There's not just one thing we need to do, and we'll look at all those things. So, like I said, everybody has a right to their opinion. I think it's convenient to attack the youth of our team. So, I'm fine with our football team. I like our football team.
Mike, going back to the staff, you said it's not you meet once a year thing. You're evaluating. You take this the wrong way, but don't you know what you're going to do already?
I don't want to hurt your feelings. This isn't about you or the media. It's about doing the things in the best interest of the Green Bay Packers. And it's appropriate, it's right, and it's the way that I'm going to do it. I'm going to go through the evaluation process, and I am going to set the course and the path for success. And that's my plan.
So even though you're evaluating throughout the whole time, your mind is not made up either way on your staff?
Absolutely not. I'm not going to sit here and hold back, decisions. Once I make up my mind, and then I'll act accordingly.
Do you think you need to do much with the personnel for next year? Do you think almost all the pieces are in place? They just need to grow up there?
Well, I don't think it's that easy. I don't look at a football team and you just play on the chessboard and you had a couple pieces and then you're a paper champion. It's a totally different mindset from my chair. Every football team that I've been a part of, and it's no different than this year's team. When we line up in the spring for OTAs, will probably say 20% change in personnel. So my focus right now between now and then is to develop the other 80%. I think we have a very good foundation. And it's a priority, has been a priority. I think we do a very good job of developing our players in the offseason program, the way we're structured, the individual time that they spend with the coaches and so forth, the extra time we spend in the strength and conditioning. So I'm going to focus on the 80%. Now the 20%, whether they come through the draft, through the free agency, then we'll put them into our program and we'll make sure we have a plan to use them and put them in positions to be successful. And then from that, we'll build the strongest team that we possibly can, and then we're going to take that into the season, and our goal will never change. And we'll line up every week with the ultimate goal, winning the world championship. But that's how you build it. I think it's convenient to say we need this or we need that. And that may be true. I mean, there may be a piece here that we agree or we disagree on. But the focus is on the whole. And I know 80% of them, those players will be here, you know, March 16th. And that's the group we're going to develop. And we're going to do a damn good job of it.
Do you like this defensive scheme so much that you are committed to it for next year, whether Bob Sanders or someone else is coordinating it?
All of our schemes are under evaluation right now. That's what you do right now. And that's what this time's for, you know. We'll look at the, you know, the run defense. You know, we'll look at all those things. You know, we'll look at the base concepts and normal D&D all the way through. That's what you spend the time for. That's why you make educated decisions. It'll be no different when I sit down with the offense. Excuse me, with the offense and special teams.
Would the zone blocking scheme be another example of a scheme you still need to evaluate more before you can make an assessment on it?
Well, we kind of lump things in. We don't just run zone blocking schemes. It's a starting point for us. We're doing more variations of that than we did year one, and we'll evaluate that, and we'll look to continue to try to improve that, and we'll tailor it to our players, because at the end of the day, it's really about the players. You know, I'm not a guy that runs schemes because so and so ran and won world championships with it. That's not the way we operate. We're creative. We're aggressive with our scheme development. We'll spend probably the next 5 to 6 weeks up until the combine of developing our scheme, and then we'll have it ready in March for when the players come back.
Mike, it's logical when you lose Rob Davis and Brett Favre, and then you're the youngest team again for the league in the world, and then you have veterans saying, well, we could have probably used a few more veterans. I mean, is that really convenient that, you know, you had maybe a loss of leadership on your team to say, you know, we're okay with being young?
Well, I'll just say this. I have the opportunity to talk to everybody. You know, I don't know how many people, you know, you've had the opportunity to interview. Excuse me. But we talked a lot about leadership, you know, both with the veterans and the young guys. And it was interesting. So I think we have exceptional leadership by example. That was confirmed. Now, do we have the guy that's out there screaming and yelling and so forth? You know, maybe we don't. Is that why you're winning games, or why you're not winning games? I mean, those are all convenient things, and I think those are the things you got to watch, because when you lose, everything's wrong. You know, I stood up here last year and everything was right, and I knew it wasn't all right last year. So, and that's why you take the time to go through all the evaluations. You take the time to talk to everybody. What, leadership?
Losing those two veterans who, mm-hmm. you know, obviously had an impact on the field and in the locker room. And then you have some, like, a few players, veterans, saying those type of things. Isn't that something you have to really strongly consider?
And I don't disagree with what you're saying, but I think there's a lot more to it than that. I don't think it's, you know, let's fix the leadership, and then it's and everything is also okay. I don't think that's the case, but I've acknowledged that. You know, Rob Davis is still part of our program, so I think we have excellent leadership that we got to do a better job of developing in our locker room, and I think that was consensus.
Man.
That's not on my statistic board when we set goals for the year. I think we'd be hard pressed to be the youngest team in the league next year. You know, I think what's nice about our team, you know, we talk about the offensive line, how many starts those guys have in 3 years. So I think the most important aspect of our football team is our experience level is increasing, and they are still young, and I think that's exciting. No, because it's part of the game. I think injuries play a big part and potential success in our league. It definitely makes you go different directions than you probably would have initially before the injuries. But to me, that's all part of the landscape of the National Football League. It's all part of the chess match or the journey through an NFL season. So it's no excuse. You can make a case we probably didn't overcome our injuries as well as we should have.
Mike, were you surprised you guys weren't able to stem the tide when things started to go on that losing streak?
Say it again. No.
Were you surprised your team wasn't able to stem the tide, stop that losing streak? It's rare that you guys have long losing streaks.
Right? Yeah, it was disappointing, but you know, I think it's also important to look inside those games, you know, and how we lost them and so forth. We're going to take a very, very long, you know, look at the fourth quarter, because you know that's obviously something that we didn't do a very good job in, up on both sides of the ball, really all three aspects, whether it's 2-minute offense, going down, going ahead, and then the defense doesn't hold them, then we have to go down again, or if it's the kickoff coverage in critical spots. So that's all part of the evaluation process, and we'll apply that to our practice structure as we move forward. I think statistics, a lot of them are barometers, but that's definitely one you have to look at. If you have a situation that you're 0-7 in, well, my goodness, you better take a close look at it. And I can promise you that we'll continue to do so.
Do you have any feeling for any overarching themes of what arrived there in those games?
Well, I would say a lot of it is execution, but we'll look at everything. I mean, no one's – No one is not going to be, will not be not evaluated.
Mike, on that same line, you said you like the maturity of your team, but does part of that being a young team go into being 0-7 in those tight situations, just not as experienced at handling those situations or anything like that?
Well, the one thing you could take out of it is now we have more experience being in those situations, and it's very important. In losing, you can't lose the lesson, and that'll be a big focus in all the situations that we feel that we need to do a better job of, and more importantly, the situations that we've done a very good job and we need to do a better job. So that's all about developing and moving forward, and that's how you win championships. We don't have everything figured out. There's some things we've done well, and we've had some players that had good seasons. They need to play better too. I need to coach better. We need to do a better job all the way through. That's why it's important to break it down all the way to zero and start over again. You have to break down your installations, run pass, protection, no different on defense. You got to break it down. It's a check and balance. If you ever get into the mode of, hey, we did this right last year, we're okay there, that's not going to work, not in this league, because you're either improving or you're going backwards. And we took a step backwards in some areas. Yes, I think we definitely made the right move at the quarterback position. I was pleased with the productivity from the quarterback position. From an individual standpoint, I think Aaron Rodgers played at a very steady level, which was, a high level based on his statistics. He's given us a baseline, a standard that we will hold him to and the offensive group as we move forward. Well, he held true to the type of quarterback that I felt that he was going to be, and as far as his decision-making ability and his ball accuracy. That's something that he showed in his opportunities as a young player in our first couple years here, and he was able to sustain that for 16 games. So that's what I was most pleased about. He did, there's a number of things. He was very positive. I thought he was very good outside the pocket, making plays with his feet. I thought he was smart in space. He took a couple hits earlier in the season that you didn't see later in the season. I thought he learned from his mistakes, Tampa Bay game as opposed to as he moved forward. So the beauty of Aaron, he's young, and he has the opportunity to only improve. But I think he has a good baseline to start from.
Coach, besides Aaron Rodgers, are there any other positives you're going to take away from this season?
a lot of positives. And I was very evident talking with the players. I think we have an excellent foundation as a football team. We have a young team that's gained more experience. They're still confident. They believe in what we're doing. I think we have, you know, excellent representatives of the Green Bay Packers. I think they go about their business the right way. They're proud to be Green Bay Packers. So, but the bottom line is winning football games, and they'll come back here. A number of them are taking a couple weeks off and, you know, having a, you know, workout programs leading up to the off-season program, which is important. So I think that also shows the maturity of some guys that did not do that in the past. You know, they came to the off-season program not ready to go. So I'm excited about our future. I'm definitely leaning that way. I know kickoff weekend is a week later, so that's something that actually I spent this morning working on, trying to finalize the schedule going into training camp. So I just got to, you know, that's always something you have to get confirmed from the league exactly when your training camp's going to start. But I know the kickoff weekend's a week later, so that's something we have to factor into May.
You know, you lost 10 games, Mike, and I don't think you'd stand up there and say you did a great job in all of them. Can you cite specific examples in which your game management or your calls down the stretch contributed significantly to defeat?
Not today, Bob. I didn't get the job done. We're 6-10. You know, I can't stand up here last year and take the credit for our record last year. It starts with me. I didn't do a good enough job, whether it was the disconnect between me, the coaches, and the players. There's always a player too that you have back. You know, you like to have back. I think our teams were prepared. Our teams played hard. It was clearly evident all the way through the season. There wasn't one time that I walked off the field where I didn't think that we were out there giving it everything we had. So we didn't get it done, and it was close. Which, you know, I'm not looking for moral victories because they don't count. We lost 10 games, and I didn't do a good enough job.
When you look at going back to the defense, is the pass rush the biggest concern maybe that you have? You know, if your knee goes bad and you don't have him anymore, and do you need to maybe consider, you know, there seems to be a trend toward more blitzing in this league. Do you think about that at all just because of your personnel?
Pressure's a concern. Definitely, that's something that Bob and I will talk at length about. You know, our run defense and pressure on the quarterback. Those are two areas that we did not excel in this year, and those will be primary topics of conversation.
Can you keep the same defensive philosophy but add more of a blitzing element if that's what you decide you need to do?
You know, I understand what you're trying to ask, and you know, there's starting points of every system, whether it's offense, defense, or special teams, but there really are no absolutes in our business. And I think when things go wrong, I think it's convenient to say, you know, they play so much match coverage that, you know, you can't win with that defense. And, you know, there's always different variations, different personnel groups. We don't line up in just one personnel group. You have to take a look at all, you know, everything involved. You know, you have to look at our pressure packages, why are we not getting the production out of that? You know, you have to look at everything. So blanket statements are convenient. That's why it's important for me to continue through the evaluation process.
Mike, did you talk to Bob about pressure packages in last offseason? Because if I remember correctly, it was a focus during
off-season. Yes, it was.
What happened, and we saw it early in training camp, what happened? Where did those packages go?
Well, they were used. I mean, we used Frisco and Bulldog, and I mean, those are all things. Defense is obviously different than offense. You know, offense, you know, they determine how you line up and when the ball snapped. Defense, you prepare for certain personnel groups or certain situations, and when they do occur, you call certain defenses. And if they don't occur, you know, those type of, you know, packages may not be used. So they're all still part of our defense.
Were you satisfied with the implementation that you guys talked about last offseason?
Well, I mean, that's really, you know, that's an ongoing conversation during the year. There's a number of factors that are involved in that. It'd be convenient to sit here and say, okay, we didn't have any pass rush, we didn't use enough pressure. Those are the type of blanket statements that I think it's important that you go through the evaluation process, and that's what we'll continue to do. Well, I think Colin Jenkins is clearly a major player on both sides of the spectrum. I mean, I think he's a force in run defense. I mean, he's a defensive lineman that's creates great penetration, whether it's in the run game or the passing game. He's a problem on first and second down, you know, particularly defensive end for a tight end. You know, he go inside and rush on third down. You're able to create different matchup problems with him. So, you know, I felt Cullen would definitely factor in both the run and the pass. Now, you know, once again, we've already talked about it. You need to overcome injuries, you know, regardless of who it is. But, I mean, Cullen Jenkins is one of the best football players on our team.
So, you would say that's probably a huge factor where you
ranked? We didn't overcome his injury, is what I'm saying. Well, I think like anything in this business, there's always a personal side to it and a professional side to it. I don't think it's, you know, right for me to talk about career advancement and with your staff and trying to help guys, and then when the opportunity comes, you hope he doesn't get the job. I mean, that's not the case at all. I had opportunity to spend some time yesterday at Winston, and we'll spend some time tonight after our meeting, and I'm gonna help him the best I can get ready for his interview. I think it's a great opportunity for him. I think it's well deserved, and you know, and Ted and I both, and as an organization, we wish him, you know, wish him the best of luck.
Ryan Grant's yards per carry went down significantly this year. Is that an area of concern? Why do you think that happened?
Well, Ryan Grant, I had a long conversation with Ryan. I think definitely going through the whole offseason will help him. But as far as the, you know, the statistics, I would not say it was all Ryan. I didn't think we were as coordinated in the run game coming out of training camp that we clearly were in the second half of the season. And you know, we'll have the opportunity to go through every run, every one of his runs, and so forth. I mean, he battled through some nagging injuries throughout the year, but you know, he's a young player too, and I think he has an opportunity to really improve this offseason and be a better player next year.
Mike, can you talk about what you have in mind for the offensive line? You kind of hinted at it last week about more revolving doors. What exactly do you have in mind?
What I have in mind?
Yeah.
Well, I have in mind, I think, what every coach has in mind. We would like to line up and play with the same five guys for 16 games. But, I mean, we've got to remember why we're in this mode that we're in. And it's because of injuries. You know, we haven't been able to stay healthy, and I mean, we create a competition that you like to do. I mean, it's a group that's young. That if you look at this, the experience Jason Spitz and Darren College have compared to other third-year players, you have to feel very good about that. And I feel very good about the level of play, you know, that they've given us. But we'd like to settle in on five starting guys, and we'll create that competition. In the off season, but you know, the musical chairs that we're playing is really driven because of the health concerns that we've had. You know, we've had Scott Wells fight through a number of different injuries, and you know, different guys get nicked along the way. So, but that's definitely will be our goal as we move forward.
You had a chance to sweep the Bears, and I ain't going back to one play.
But you're going to anyways, all right? Yeah.
The kick at the end. Now, after okay. The game, you know, we hadn't seen any replay. I mean, you said it was low, and then I just can't remember what you said the next day. But now, you know, Mike said something. What? How about the hold and the snap and the actual blocking and the kick? What's the cause of that miss?
Well, I'll say the same thing I said after the game. The kick was low. Okay, there's three components to any time you line up, kick the ball: the snap, the hold, and the kick. The specifics of it, frankly, it's irrelevant, Bob. It really is. We're 6-10. All right? It's no different than winning a game or losing a game. I mean, everybody wants to point the finger at one guy. We did not get it done. So I'm not here to say it wasn't Mason or it wasn't the hold or it wasn't the snap. It wasn't done right. I expect to kick that field goal every single time, and we didn't get it done. Poor execution.
Mike, it might be a little too
We really, you know, we have not got to the personnel part of it. You know, we're evaluating, like we've already stated, the players, coaches, and so forth. Ted and I will have a personnel meeting. But, you know, as far as guys winning starting jobs and losing starting jobs in January, we're not going to do that. Absolutely. I think it's important, and I told the rookies, the biggest improvement that I've seen in players has always been from year one to year two. Now, there's other positions that would tell you it's really from year two to year three, and that'd probably be accurate at the offensive line position. And, you know, and also there's always the instances where you may have people playing in front of you, too, that don't give you the opportunity to develop like you would. And that's why the emphasis is put on the individual time in the off-season program. But, you know, I think that rookie class is really going to contribute. I think JerMichael Finley has a very bright future. I think Patrick Lee is definitely someone that's going to learn from his experience. He was coming on at the end when he got hurt. I really like both quarterbacks. They're both very excited to get back here and get into quarterback school and fine-tune the fundamentals. And you know, they both feel like they have the offense under control mentally now too. So you'll see a lot of growth in their development. But you can go through that whole class. I think Josh Sitton has a chance to be a very good player for us. You know, I think he's the power right guard that you like to have in developing an offensive line. I think Brino is really coming on also. So Jeremy Thompson, I think, did some really good things and played injured the last four weeks. So I'm excited about those young guys. Well, those are really situational, really based on the position, and when there's other factors involved too, it's who's playing in front of them. You know, you just sit there and, you know, you want to do the math. The youngest team in the league for 3 years, and the third rookie class comes in, I would think just by numbers alone, it'd be hard for them to challenge for starting positions. So, it's a good group. It's a talented group. It's a hardworking group. And it's a group that fits what we're trying to do here, and I think they all have a bright future.
We'll take two more questions. Mike, we need to look at Spitz a little bit more closely at center.
Yeah, that's definitely an option. Yeah, I think Jason did a nice job when he was in there. You know, Scott Wells has done a good job for us. Scott's battled through some injuries, and, you know, we've had some, you know, times where we're not being able to get through a week and so forth. But, yeah, that's definitely an option. I don't think anybody in the Green Bay Packers organization is flippant about what just happened here. You know, I'm the head coach. I was given an opportunity to coach a group of men, and we won six games. And I clearly understand the responsibilities in the great organization I'm working at. It's not acceptable. I'm not satisfied. There are reasons why we're here. We need to correct them as we move forward. So, and that's the facts. I mean, I'm not going to comment on past seasons and so forth. But that's the reality where we are. We need to do a better job.